Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tell Me Your Life Story. Papa, a Grandfather's Guided Journal and Memory Keepsake book, is a guided memory journal designed for grandfathers who want to preserve their personal history in a structured, approachable format. Published by Questions About Me, it belongs to the broader Tell Me Your Life Story series, which uses prompts to help family members record life experiences for future generations. This book is not a narrative memoir or a conventional biography. Instead, it functions as a reflective workbook with more than 200 questions arranged to move through major life stages and topics. Its purpose is both practical and archival. It helps the writer recall meaningful moments, family traditions, beliefs, and lessons while creating a keepsake that children and grandchildren can later read and treasure. The book's value comes from turning personal memory into a family record without requiring the grandfather to invent a full autobiographical structure on his own. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided format that lowers the barrier to telling a life story. The central design choice in this book is the guided journal structure. Rather than asking a grandfather to begin with a blank page, it provides prompts that make the act of remembering more manageable and less intimidating. This matters because many people have rich life experiences, but do not know how to organize them into a coherent story. The guided format offers a sequence of questions that naturally creates progression, giving the writer a starting point, a direction, and a sense of continuity. That structure also makes the book usable for people who may not consider themselves strong writers. Instead of focusing on literary style, the book emphasizes accessible reflection. This is one reason the journal is well suited as a gift. It invites participation without demanding formal autobiography skills. The result is a practical tool for memory preservation, not merely a symbolic keepsake. By reducing the friction between memory and expression, the book increases the chance that significant stories will actually be written down and preserved. Secondly, more than 200 prompts create a broad archive of personal memory. One of the book's defining features is the large set of prompts, which reportedly exceeds 200 questions. That breadth is important because a life story is rarely captured through a few broad questions alone. A wide prompt set can touch on childhood, school years, work, relationships, beliefs, milestones, and later life reflections, allowing the writer to move through different layers of identity. This kind of coverage makes the journal function like an informal archive rather than a short questionnaire. It also helps prevent the common problem of selective memory, where only a few dramatic events are recalled and the ordinary but meaningful details are lost. By asking many targeted questions, the book encourages specificity and completeness. The prompts create multiple entry points, so a grandfather can answer the questions that feel most natural first and return later to more difficult ones. In practical terms, the prompt volume also makes the book adaptable across personalities, since different people will resonate with different themes. That flexibility is a key part of its usefulness. Thirdly, life stage organization turns memory into a chronological narrative. The journal is organized around chapters tied to life stages, which gives the book a chronological logic that supports storytelling. This is more effective than a random list of questions because memory is often organized by periods of life rather than isolated facts. Beginning with early years and moving forward allows the writer to trace development over time, showing how experiences, choices, and relationships shaped later life. That structure helps turn disconnected recollections into a more coherent personal history. It also makes the book easier to use in sessions, because each chapter provides a self-contained section that can be completed gradually. This is important for older writers or busy families who may work through the book over a long period. The life stage approach also has a deeper benefit. It encourages reflection on change, not just event recall. A grandfather is invited to consider how childhood influenced adulthood, how work shaped identity, and how family roles evolved. As a result, the journal preserves not only facts but the narrative logic behind a life lived over decades. Fourthly, a family keepsake that preserves intergenerational knowledge. This book is designed as a keepsake, and that purpose shapes its meaning beyond simple journaling. Its value lies in creating a record that can be handed down, making personal memory part of family inheritance. With a completed journal can preserve not only stories but also values, advice, and perspectives that might otherwise disappear as generations change. That makes it different from a private diary, which may be written only for the author. Here, the assumed audience is future family members who want to understand where they came from and what shaped their grandfather's life. The book, therefore, serves as a bridge between personal remembrance and shared family history. It can also encourage conversations while the journal is being filled in, since family members may ask follow-up questions or contribute recollections of their own. In this way, the book supports both documentation and connection. Its significance is not limited to nostalgia. It helps translate lived experience into a durable family resource that can inform identity, memory, and belonging across generations. Lastly, an inclusive gift book that fits many grandfathers and family structures. The book's presentation as a gift item is central to its place in the market. It is meant for grandchildren, children, and other relatives seeking a meaningful way to invite a grandfather to share his story. The content is described as inclusive and broadly suitable, which matters because families vary widely in form and relationship structure. Rather than relying on a narrow model of grandfatherhood, the journal aims to work for different backgrounds and family experiences. Its polished, accessible design also makes it feel more like a keepsake than a workbook, which increases its appeal as a present for birthdays, holidays, or family milestones. At the same time, the book remains functional, so the gift has a purpose beyond sentiment. That combination of utility and emotional significance is one reason guided memory books remain popular. This title stands out because it is focused specifically on the grandfather role, making the prompts more targeted than generic life story journals. The result is a personalized gift that is both emotionally relevant and structurally useful. In conclusion, Tell Me Your Life Story. TAPA is best suited for families who want to preserve a grandfather's memories in a form that is structured, thoughtful, and easy to complete over time. It will appeal to grandfathers who may not want to write a traditional memoir but are willing to answer prompts about their childhood, work, relationships, values, and family life. It also works well for relatives looking for a meaningful gift that produces something lasting rather than temporary. The main benefit of the book is practical. It helps turn private recollection into an organized record that can be passed down. Intellectually, it offers a way to reflect on how personal history is shaped by place, family, and change across decades, compared with similar guided journals. This title stands out because it is specifically tailored to grandfathers and emphasizes inheritance through memory rather than general self-reflection. Its combination of a life stage structure, a large prompt set, and keepsake positioning makes it especially effective as both a writing aid and a family archive. For readers who value legacy, this book is a simple but durable way to preserve it. If you would like to support Questions About Me, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.